Well, hey y'all, it's Jason Anthorn again. Thanks for joining me today on Riding Shotgun. I appreciate you coming along for the ride. So there was an article in the Wall Street Journal recently about how American companies are planning to sit out the 2024 U.S. election. Not that the outcome isn't important to them, and of course all of us, but that they've decided not to take broad, bold, public stances one way or the other about something that isn't directly and intrinsically tied to their business. To which I say, it's about damn time. In the year or two prior to the pandemic, companies sort of began inching their way into the public discourse, initially as a way to demonstrate purpose, with a capital P, primarily to attract millennials to the workforce. But soon, that maybe kind of sort of plausible approach began to snowball and gaining breakneck speed into, through, and right out of the pandemic. So no longer were companies taking stances on things related solely to their business and this newfound focus on purpose, whatever that is. They were telling us what they thought about every single issue that cropped up in popular culture. And since I typically sit in these conference rooms where these things get discussed and decided, it's important to note that many of these decisions now get made at the tip of a bayonet wielded by one particular stakeholder group or another. And these conversations typically go something like this. Them. What's our position on plastics in the ocean? Me. I'm not sure we need one, given that we're in the lumber business. You know, trees usually grow on land. Or them. People are demanding to know whether we are for or against that recent court ruling. Are we? We aren't. Them. The CEO got an email from an employee wanting to know whether we back Drake or Kendrick Lamar. What should we say? Well, we should say To Pimp a Butterfly is a work of art, but we shouldn't be up all in their business. We're in financial services, not the streaming business. Of course, none of these conversations actually happen. Can you imagine that? But in your mind, you could definitely imagine them happening, right? Because you've been a part of these conversations. Or at the very least, you've had to create holding statements or press releases or CEO blogs or HR policy adjustments about these same sorts of things, right? And why is that? Because somehow it became fashionable for companies to have an opinion on everything. And now that monster has to be fed every single time some new issue comes along, whether it's an important one or just sheer folly. Because as soon as you have an opinion about one thing, you now have to have one about all the things. Listen, I get it. Corporate reputation is extremely important, both inside and outside the company, right? What people think and feel and say and do about a company shows up in all kinds of ways, especially the do part, since that's directly tied to buying and money. And no one wants to put reputation at risk, which, if you translate that, means no one wants to put money at risk. But at some point, companies have to go back to being comfortable doing what they do and letting that be enough. Purpose with a capital P was and still sort of is a big deal to companies. Supposedly because it's a big deal to their key stakeholders, especially potential employees. Though I have yet to see any real hard evidence to support this myself. But in this pursuit of purpose with a capital P, most companies have forgotten that they already have a noble purpose. And that is to make and sell something good, ideally for a profit, so that they can provide good jobs at good wages for the good of the people they serve in the communities where they are. That's it. That's the purpose of a company. And that right there is good enough. Anything else is simply fluffy window dressing meant to placate the most vocal minority of critics. In this rush to be everything to everyone, companies end up being nothing to no one. They over-index on trying to do more good instead of doubling down on doing less bad. Which means over time, the more they say, the less we listen. As a result, they begin to matter less. What they think matters less. What they do matters less. What their positions are matter less. Because now they stand for nothing and seemingly fall for everything. They become what they were so desperately trying to avoid, highly vocal, but totally irrelevant. I'm all for companies trying to do the right thing, aren't you? But I think they should just make damn sure that they know what that right thing is, and it's usually not the latest thing. And I think I'm like a lot of people. When I'm out scrambling to run errands in the 7 minutes I have to myself during my 60-hour week working for all these companies with all their purposes, the last thing I have time for is an existential moral crisis when deciding which fast food drive-thru to turn into. For God's sakes, just make a really good chicken sandwich and let that be enough already. And that's all I've got to say about that. I appreciate you riding shotgun with me today, and until next time, as Dale Ward used to say, trody-tro.